Thank you to Kamashkocha Pratis, Halaloshen, Torah Anytime, Yeshiv Yafi. Today is a beautiful day. It's Shiva Asaf Thomas. Hashem is with us. It's up to you. How much do you believe in that? Dishu Hashem be Matzai. Come close to Hashem when you can find him. Chaparai! Ask him whatever you want. Now is the best time. Somebody on Tisha B'Av. On Tisha B'Av, there was a Shalom Bayis issue. And he said, hey, Bishter, I know that on Tisha B'Av the two Kruvim were hugging each other. I want to make Shalom Bayis. And he got it. A certain couple was killing each other in that Tisha B'Av. He dominated. And he had a Yeshua. I know the guy. I know the couple. It depends what you make out of these 3 weeks. It's all up to you. The Avish is always close with us, especially now. When he had to make a Churban Beis HaMikdash, there's so much chasadim in all the Churban. Only good. Everything's L'Taiva. What happened after the Churban? Shas! No? Since the Churban Beis HaMikdash, Shas! Look what he did in Golus. Shas! Bavli. Beautiful. Klal Yisrael, Churban, everything. You turn around good. You make everything good. Avelus is not Atzvus. Rav Moshe Rosenstein gives 7 differences between Avelus and Atzvus. Avelus is not Atzvus. There's no such thing as Atzvus. That's not for us. Avelus has simcha to it. You have to be sad, whatever that means. You have to give cover to a nifta. You have to show respect for something. Someone who was Avelus. Look, how did Yirmiyah write it? Yirmiyah wrote his Sefer Eicha with Ruach HaKodesh. You can't get Ruach HaKodesh unless you're super happy. So you can't, there's no such thing by us. We are happy and that's it. Even when we're sad, we're happy. There's no such thing by you. It is always happy. There's no such bria. What that means to be sad. And nowadays, I do want to tell you, I have advised people. When they're getting involved in the Churban Beis HaMikdash, first of all, it don't kill you to cry on Tisha B'Av. It won't kill you. I believe in that. I would even cry dafka loud because I want to stop being afraid of the guy next to me. I want to cry. Yes, get lost. It looks funny. You got a problem. Why aren't you crying? It's the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Why aren't you crying your head off? You know, there's a halacha that no knives on the table when you bench. Because a yid once, when he said of an Eyud Yerushalayim, he took a knife and he killed himself. So since then, there's a halacha lemaisa, no knives, because we're afraid you'll do it. So the Eidus is expecting you to have such a geishim that maybe you should also be like that. Yerushalayim, you have to feel for Kavod Shemayim. You know, you feel the Kavod Shemayim. Start loving Hashem to pieces. Start loving him. Then it's going to bother you, the Churban of his house. Start loving him. Look how good he is. Then you'll start feeling for the Beis HaMikdash. Look how good the Yebish is. Such a beautiful day today. I'm fasting now. It's 8, whatever. 8:12. I'm fasting from morning to, from whatever. I'm fasting my head off. And I'm going strong. Couldn't care less. I want to thank the Rebbeinu Shalom for such a beautiful fast day as Shivas of Thomas. First of all, I want to say something about a fast day in general. It's a day off from a big oil. It's very hard to be an American. 24/7, I got to eat lunch. 3 square meals a day. That's not easy. I come home every night. Oh, another meal? Oh boy. And I eat breakfast. So you have a day off from food. It makes life easier for you. Take a day off. Break. I always feel relieved at a fast day. I'm alleviated. A little less food. Oh, Now you don't have to worry about your diets, and the fast day will do the job. It's very healthy. The fast day is very, but we don't do it for that reason anyway. But we have to have feelings for the, for Kavod Shamayim. I once saw a woman from Yerushalayim. I was eating by a fine balabas. He invited me to his house on Sukkot. And a lady walked in. It was his mother. And she was an old Yerushalayim woman. And they told me this is a special tzaddikus. She was involved in Tyrus. She was involved in. Anyway, so she comes in. And she stands by the door to Sukkah with such edelkeit. Such edelkeit. And she's so apologetic, sort of. Not American inferiority complex baloney, but edel. She had self-esteem, but edelkeit. I don't know. Gotta watch out sometimes. Sometimes, what's wrong with it? It's great stuff. All us Jews are on the edelest side. They're great, especially B'nai Torah, especially Yeshiva, especially everybody. They're all edel people. They're lovely. Those Jewish people, they're all great. But she was super special. And she came in, and she sits down next to her husband. He had a beard. He was a simple person, but she was known to be a big name, Yerushalayim. And she starts serving him the soup, and she watches him, and she worries about him. Did you have enough this? Everything was such a warmth, and such an edelkeit. What a tzaddikus. She was unbelievable. And then she benched. She ate. I don't know if she ate much. She benched. You had to see the benching. Every word was it kavana. And then she got to Vnei Yerushalayim and she started crying. Like automatic. That's the way you say it, you know. When you get to this part, you cry. That's it. Vnei Yerushalayim, Erakadish, Nevi Amenu. Ah. Bainavri, Rachma Vishalayim Amen. Imagine, it was something unforgettable. What I saw, the way the old-time Jews, the way they used to bench, the way they said it in Yerushalayim. It ain't going to kill you if you cry in Tisha B'Av. Cry. It's going to kill you. You'll be all right. I was told this by my Rebbe. Don't worry about it. However, since I'm from the later generations, I have my own thing to say. Not everybody should get involved in getting too much avelus. Watch out. Watch out! There's people out there that are so depressed. You know what I know, Yingerman, you know what he used to do every Tisha B'Av? Everyone was saying kinas. And he was depressed like a meshuggah. He was going on, who knows, medication. I don't know his matzav exactly. It wasn't simple. He was writing down, I told him to do it, writing down all of the good things that happened to him that day. And thanking Hashem. Especially what a great person he was. He was busy with that throughout the keenness. And he felt so close to Hashem. What's the tachlis of all the men? Getting close. That he had to do that. And I told him like this. He says, you know, it's avela, it's a Yerushalayim, you're supposed to cry. He says, I says, you're supposed to do tshuva for what messed us up. We weren't thankful enough. So go for it. It's the best avodah today. Thank Hashem. Thank Him. I do this when I daven. It's a different davening. Not always. I do it. You have to thank your head off all day long. Thank and thank and thank. You live longer and healthier and happier. Thanking the whole Churban came because they kvetched. All spoiled and kvetched. I said a murder gavot, somebody said. You know, Dustin Aviram described Mitzrayim as Eretz Zavas Chol V'Dvash. Did you know that? Mitzrayim, Auschwitz, Eretz Zavas Chol V'Dvash. Since how did that happen? And they described the present, Lechem HaKotza. We're disgusted with Lechem HaKalikel. You know what Lechem HaKalikel is? That's the mun. The mun is the epitome of something delicious. And they're moyes from it. A person does not work on his midas, that's what he looks like. The man is disgusting. What you have is nothing. You have a wife. I got to tell you a story. a Sephardi Yid. I once read this years ago. It's the greatest story around. You want this guy? I want to divorce my wife. I had enough with her. Comes running to the Rav. Chacham, ani rotzer megareshet ishti. I must divorce my wife. She's no good. Very good, the Chacham. Come back tomorrow at 3 o'clock, and we'll write you to get. No problem. No problem. Good. So, in the meantime, the Rav calls over his gabbai, the Shamus, and he tells him like this, listen here, Shamus. I'm going to start writing the get. I want you to walk over to me and start whispering. And as soon as I whisper, as soon as you whisper to me, I'm going to yell at you and say, get out of here! And then you come back a few minutes later, whisper again. Just whisper. And I'm going to scream, get out! What are you saying? You're crazy! And we're going to keep doing that, all right? That's it. I have a reason. All right. So the next day, 3 o'clock, the guy comes in with his wife. He's all angry at her. I'm going to divorce. Divorce! I had enough of this woman. She's wicked. She doesn't understand me. She, whatever. He has a million reasons. Everybody's got his reasons why his wife is shine. No good. My wife's bad news. I fell in. Shine. You fell in. And in the meantime, the rub is right. Yes. Oh, yes. And what's your name, please? Yes. Oh, yes. And what is her name? Yes. And he's filling in the get. Oh, yes. In the meantime, the gabbai goes over and starts shishkinning. What? Keep quiet. I don't like that. Get away. Continue. What were you saying? What was your name again? Yes, yes, yes. A few minutes later, the guy goes again. Like this. The rub explodes. How dare you talk like that? Get away from me right now! He yells at the gabbai. And this guy is watching the rub and he's getting curious. What's going on here? What's this rub screaming with? And it happens again and again. And he says, Rav, what's that? No, I'm not saying. No, tell me. No. It's too disgusting. I can't say it over. And now he's really curious. Come on. Tell me. What's going on? So finally the Rav says, you want me to tell you? Yes, I got to hear. Okay. It's really very disgusting, but this is what the guy's doing. He's telling me to hurry up with the get. Because he wants to marry your wife as soon as possible. He can't wait. He wants your wife. He thinks your wife is whatever. Okay? Just for a minute. What's the problem? Let me think about this. Oh. What's the problem? I'm not so sure about, what I want to do here. That's human nature. Everybody's dizzy. What he doesn't have, that's what he likes. And what he does have is baloney. There are certain people out there. When you see them with their wives, you don't sense that they appreciate them. They don't, of course, why not? Does she appreciate him? It's a job. Appreciating is a job. You gotta work on it. The whole korban comes from not appreciating. Kim Tarai, what's my deal? Jack is here. Jack, we're not ringing you today. There's a story my father once told me. As far as Sharov, come inside, Rabbi Sai. Shfar Sharov, it was Yom Kippur. And it was Yom Kippur, and the Rav took the whole, it was a big shul, and the Rav takes down all his congregants, smack in the middle of Yom Kippur, in the middle of Shachris and Musaf, come down everybody. Everybody comes down. And there's a spread of food. You know, the Sephardim are, the Sephardim dips and dips and dips. And they have food and hot stuff and harif. And with, they got their stuff. Baba ganoush. Well, all that's good stuff. So I didn't know how to do it with the eggplant. What is it called? The eggplant stuff? Oh, boy. Gooky stuff all over the place. Turkish salad. This sefrelas and a spread of all these sparty hot foods all over the place. And a steak in the middle. To have that, too. We have them all. With potatoes, with desserts. And a big, big spread smack in the middle of Yom Kippur. There's a big, large table at the basement of the shul. And it's all sitting there. And the Rav brings down his whole oilam. And then he says, I heard this is a minig. My father told this to me. And the Rav starts speaking. Ribono shel olam. He's speaking to the Eibishter. Look what we got here. And we're not touching it. Because today is Yom Kippur. We want to listen to you. You don't like this stuff. We're looking at it. We're starving. We're going with sugar. We're not touching. Look what we're doing to you, Rabbeinu Shalom. That beautiful story. So it reminds me of me with Jack on Shabbos of the Thomas. Ribono shel olam. I have Jack. And I'm not. No, Jack. Abishah comes first. See my self-control? Not stam. No, Jack. Not today. See that? I'm a big Baal Madrega. I don't need a fast. We're all Baal Madrega. You know, David gives you kaychas to fast. You got to thank a million times. Every time I fast, I'm full of gratitude that I have kaychas to fast. Fasting hours and hours. It's fine. Feels good as ever. And I hope I'll find some time alone with Hashem. Tisha Hashem b'matzai k'ro'o b'yaisei k'ro'i. Call the Tatan Shemayim and pour your heart out to him. And ask him, Abishai, do me a favor. I want to spend these 3 weeks the way you want me to. No depression! Never! I know a guy, Yad HaHetter, who listened to music during the 3 weeks. A big Rebbe mocked him because he was sort of like, you know, he needed to be calmed down. So he wasn't allowed, he was allowed to, you don't know, some people might need a tarim. The Atzus level. You gotta be happy. 3 weeks. Do tshuva! And be besimcha all the 3 weeks. Kiffle, kiffle, kiffle. Check this out with your rov. But I'm suggesting some people, some mitzvah. When you got pekach nefesh, does it call it tayra kula? Such a beautiful world that Kodesh Baruch Hu made us. Such a beautiful world. And everything he does is for good. If all our mistakes are for good. Everything's gewaldig. I heard Ramachal Bav Eismandel crying on Tisha B'Av. He went through the Nazis, Yimach Shemam, and he saved Jews. And he was frustrated. He never went through Gehenna. They say the Satmar Rebbe had to calm him down. After the war, he was crying like a baby. It wasn't easy. And I saw him on Tisha B'Av. The way he cried like the Churban just happened yesterday. You got to have a feeling, you know. Churban. Churban Beis HaMikdash. You know what they used to do in the Beis HaMikdash? They got into fights. Who's going to get... How did you like that pshat I told? How do you like the pshat, Trumas HaDeshen? Stack of pshat, no? You pick up the Deshen. Alright, I'll say it over. Why do you do Trumas HaDeshen? I have a reason. The first thing you do in the morning, in the Beis HaMikdash, is you take the ashes of yesterday's karbonis, and you lift it up and put it away somewhere. Truma means to lift up, to make it high. So you're taking the garbage, the worst part of yesterday's avodah, and you're giving value to yesterday's avodah. Now you're ready to go back. That's where you start your day in the Beis HaMikdash. Probably that was my shot. Anyway, a morning in the Beis HaMikdash. Rab Brevder, Flame of Brevder, once told us about the Beis HaMikdash. I couldn't, what a Kain was like. A Kain. Look at him run. You know, there's a story in Tanakh, a horror story, where Noiver Kayana was killed out. I tined that. There were 85 Kayana and Noiver Kayana. There were 85 Nevada Yeshivas. I tined that something's going on. I don't know. Naivir Kayanim, every one of them had Ruach HaKadosh. They all wore Ephod Bad. That means you wear that if you have Ruach HaKadosh. Avimelech, what was his name? Avimelech, no? Achimelech. He was the Kohen Gadol. And Doegah Daimi caught him giving a sword to David. He gave Goliath the sword, big giant sword. David had killed Goliath the giant. And after he killed Goliath, they left the sword in the Mishkan as a, to remember the Ness, a Zechel Ness. You know, David had a suit made out of the lion skin, the lion that he killed. He made a suit out of the lion skin, you know, to remember the Ness. And the sword that he killed Goliath was kept in the Mishkan. By the Aron Kodesh, I think. But the Manas, they kept all these special things over there. And, but David is running for his life, and suddenly Achimelech says, David, what's going on? And David was starving to death. Come, let me give you. He gave him a lechem aponim. There was a lot to eat it because nefesh. You know, here's a sword. You're a general. You're doing without a sword. And he didn't know, Achimelech didn't know that David was running for his life away from Shaul HaMelech, who was trying to kill him. Shaul sent a spear at him 3 times. David got the message, finally. And he was running. Now, somebody was watching the show. Who was watching? Doegah Daimi was in the Mishkan. Guess what he was doing? Guess what he was doing? We have Simcha even now. Yes. But Shita, we are Besimcha. You have to do the 3 weeks with Simcha. You gotta do the 3 weeks with Simcha. It's a mitzvah to be whatever. But you gotta do that with Simcha. Everything Simcha. A Jew. Listen, the whole reason for the Churban is Tachas HaShevat HaShemBesimcha. So let's do tshuva. And let's have a good time the 3 weeks. You have to know how to deal with these things. There are emergency cases where I would be matter everything. I had a friend of mine. See, the Shereb allowed him to play music in the 3 weeks. He says, you need it. You're so depressed. Go. So I'm not getting involved in everybody's situation. I'm not a Pesach. But you should be aware of the fact that 3 weeks doesn't mean you have to get against depressed. A brev the tainted. It's the middle of summertime. The kids are in camp. You kill it. You know? It doesn't fit in. Whatever. You have to remember the base of me. And you gotta do it in a happy way. Anyway. Who was I talking about? Where am I up to? Sorry. Who? Doegah Daimi. Ho ho ho. So Doegah Daimi is there and he watches and he says, aha! Aha! Achimelech is on David's side against Shaul, another rebel. I'm going to report this to Shaul HaMelech. He goes to Shaul HaMelech, and he tells him, Shaul, you know what Achimelech is doing? Achimelech is on David's side, he's against you. What? Achimelech, the Kohen Gadol, he's also against me. Yes. Bring him here right now. Yes. And they brought Achimelech together with 85 Kayanin. And everyone wore a Ephod Bad, which is a certain linen beged that only a person Ruach HaKadosh could wear. All 85 with Ruach HaKadosh. They come into Shaul's palace. And Shaul is sitting there. Achimelech, what was that all about? You're helping David? My enemy? I didn't know he was your enemy. Don't lie to me. I didn't know. Don't lie to me. I didn't know. Now, Achimelech Taka didn't know. And for that, Mayrid B'malchus, Chayim Isa. Shai, you're dead. Achimelech is standing there. It was one of the most horrible stories in the history of mankind. Noivir Kehanim was wiped out right then. And now, how did it happen? Shaul HaMelech had 2 top generals, 2 5-star generals standing over there. One was Avner Ben-Er. You know what Avner Ben-Er once said? If the world had a handle, I would shake it. I could shake it. It was a powerhouse. Avner ben Er. He was strong like anything. He was Shaul's nephew. And then standing next to him was Amasa. Now Avner was Sheva ben Yaman. Amasa was Sheva Yehudi. He was David's relative. He was also a lion. Don't mess with these two. The most toughest generals you ever met. They're standing over there and Shaul turns to them. No. The Achimelech is Chayiv Misa. Go kill them. Go kill that whole... Kim Saran, Abba Yisrael, Kim Saran. Come inside, make yourself comfortable. And so what does he do? He says, okay, Avner. Avner was his right-hand man, his beloved nephew. Avner was behind Shaul throughout his life. Shaul's everything was thanks to Avner. Avner was the number one man. Avner, go kill them. Now, Avner would never, ever go against Shaul. He was a staunch supporter. When Shaul gave the order to kill those 85 Kehanim, Avner went wild. How can Kehanei Hashem? You serious? Now you're talking to a king. Murder the Machas Chaim Misa. And Shaul was number one behind. I'm sorry. Avner was number one when David was. Avner was the one that was pushing Shaul to kill David because he's Murder the Machas. Murder the Machas, you can't go against Shaul, I'll kill you. And now suddenly he gets all cold feet. Avner the Gibor, who said, if the world had a handle, I could shake it. Because I'll say the whole army of Klai Yisrael could go between his 2 feet. He was a Gibor, he was a giant. You can't understand who he was. He was a tzaddik also. And as soon as Shaul, his king, his man, from his whole life is Shaul, says, kill those Kehanim, I just can't do it. I can't. And you got to see the pasuk. Is there a Shmuel over there? Got a small aleph over there? It's right there in English. The red one. You got it? You got to see the pasuk. Got to see the pasuk. The way Avner's standing there. Here it is. Oh boy, you gotta hear this story. Just the way the pasuk says. Here's David together with Achimelech. Here goes. And now. Here goes. Achimelech ben Achitub HaKoyin. There's Kol Beis Ovo VaKoyanin. Asher B'roi VaYavoyu Kulam El HaMelech. And Shaul speaks down to them, Shemana ben Achitov, he doesn't call him by his name. Ben Achitov, that's putting him down. Vayem Hinnini, says, Vayem Shaul, Lo makshatam alai, to ben Yishai, why are you going against me? You gave him lechem aparim, you gave him a sword. And you're going against me. Achimelech says, what? What is David is your fate? He's your son-in-law. What's going on here? Anyway, let's get to the point. Ve'emamelech mois Thomas Achimelech ator v'chol beis avicha ve'emamelech and rutzim and he told him all of to the footman who was standing next to him. Soibu v'misu kainei Hashem, go kill them. Now those two people were Avner and Amasa. V'loy avu Avner Amelech l'shlechus yodim l'fgaya b'koyanei Hashem. I can't do this. Koyanei Hashem. Koyanei Hashem. They went wild. Avner and Amasa. We can't do that. How can you kill a koyan? Koyanei Hashem. The awe of koyan Rabbi Rebda described. A koyan. Imagine, Marakayin, Marakayin, Marakayin. The Chazanish used to cry more than Asari Gemalchus. I heard this from Abrevda. Asari Gemalchus, he didn't get so excited. Now, I'm not telling you not to get excited. Everybody does. Go get excited. What's wrong? But the Chazanish didn't. You know where the Chazanish got excited? Marakayin! Bakayanim! He went wild. I heard this from Abrevda. He was Oismech. He fell on the floor. He went out of his mind. Kayanei Hashem. Look at this. We lost the Heilig Gemet. Lachem Aparim Hashem Yirachem. No more of that stuff. Where's the Menorah? Where's the Shulchan Hashem Yirachem? The Mizbeach. Come on. The way the Yidden loved the Beis HaMikdash, you know, when the Romans attacked Yishalayim. The Romans attacked and he jumped. By the way, I'm a very Negiah-minded person. I'm for me. I'm very into me. The reason why I want to get everybody out to do for Kirov, it's for them. They will be much happier people if they go. I'm all with Negiahs. I'm very into Negiahs. I heard Rav Aaron Cutler once sent somebody out. The guy was going to make a yeshiva in, I believe, St. Louis. And he told him, Rav Aaron said, do you have a Negiah? Are you just going to build a yeshiva like a tzaddik? Well, you have a Negiah. He says, I have a Negiah. I have my son. Oh, and he shouldn't make such a long trip. We'll have our own yeshiva. Rav Aaron said, now you can make a yeshiva. Got a Negiah. You're human. It's for my son. Now you're going to work. Now things are going to happen. It is very important. Negiah. It's great. Anyway, what are we up to? How to get into this? What? I'm okay. I'm up to this. Who? Kirib. Marakayin. Oh, it does. Marakayin. Ay, ay, ay. Marakayin. To see what a kayin looked like. The beauty of the Beis HaMikdash. Chazanish became oismench. I heard this from Abrevda. He fell on the floor. He went wild when he got to that part. He went wild. Beis HaMikdash. Now, what happened when Josephus tells, sit down, have a seat. Chashav Yidin. Josephus tells Meredith, Josephus tells how they would jump. By the way, I just want to tell you, I was speaking about Negiahs. You're talking about this is good for you. The more you care about Hashem's house, the more Hashem's going to care about your house. Did you hear that? The more you cry for the Beis HaMikdash, the more you're going to get your own mileage. Hashem sees, oh, you care about me, I care about you too. You hear that? Sometimes people aren't getting what they want. Get involved in half the dominies. Is will your slime here chabrach as samach dovid avdecha hefta shiv shem tenik very shayin hefta shemanesra is full of your slime. Get involved. Become one of these people that all day when is Mashiach coming? Show your care for that. It's good for you. Okay. What do you want to say? Yeah. Yeah. Now. So, it's very good to talk about this. It's good for us. A selfish reason. We show we care for his house. Good for us. But you'll have to be a little not so selfish also. So think of Hashem. Anyway, what was I talking about? This is the second Beis HaMikdash. A Roman. Jumped on his friend's back. He took an arrow. He lit it. The point. And he pulled it back. He was standing outside the window of Beis HaMikdash. And the fire landed into the Beis HaMikdash. And within a few minutes, all the Romans, and the fire's all over the place. And what did the Kehanim do? They fell on top of the fire. And burn their bodies. He said, no, burn me. Don't burn that house. Don't let that Beis HaMikdash burn me. Yeah, this, This is the lowest of the Kehanim. This is the people that the Nebuchadnezzar had. Look what the Beis HaMikdash meant to these people. How they loved the Beis HaMikdash. How this Yid took a knife and killed himself. And it's halacha l'maisi. You can't even life on the table because you might do it too. Every Yid is supposed to be like that. You have to have feelings. Covet your mind. Now how do you get there? I'll tell you something. You want to fall in love with the Yiddish, I recommend it. You want to join my issues? I have issues. I'm going to announce. I said this in front of who was with me in Flatbush? Anybody? I announced this in front of the whole Flatbush heard me today. Any of you Flatbush guys still listening to me? Okay. Yeah. You want to hear Chazara? What I said today, just a couple of hours ago, I'm standing in the shul in Flatbush, and I said that I am about to tell the entire public my issues. Boy, did I get them to listen. I'm going to get my personal issues. I wanted to attract, want to get people to listen. Here come my issues. Here come. You ready? My issues are the same as the Kippitzin and Sereba's issues. How do you thank the Amish that he's so good? Those are my issues. You want to become my issue type? Learn Shah B'Tachin an hour a day. And if that's going to happen to you too. You'll learn how to love Hashem instead of, how are the kids? How's your head spinning with your issues? Now this went wrong. My wife, my kids, my shidduch, they're not big. Panosa, here we go again. Panosa. You know what they say in the Vardic? Antavachatono, geld. Mikol Amin, geld. Avtoisono, geld. Vatisabano, geld. Rebam Toto, Mikol Shanis, geld. Yashon Vizizacha, geld. Rebam Toto, geld. That's your life. I need panusa. That's your head full of, well, listen, that's the way it is. But one of my B'tochen Weekly readers turned around his whole panosa. You know how he did it? I'll tell you what he did. You want to take care of the guilt problem in your life? The Velt says, the Velt is a muscle. The Nimshel is guilt. Guilt! Now you're getting to the point. Money. Now, so, what was I saying? Yeah, this guy, he was one of my early, from way back when I first started my B'tochen Weeklies, I broke him in. This man is a goyim and a tzaddik, a sweetie. You can eat him up. I would eat him up. He's like, he's only 45, He's one of those little cute kids. I'm joking. You know how old I am? Oh, 98 and a half. I'm joking. Anyway, he's a very sweet guy. I love him. Yeah, everybody, you have to love him. And he loves learning. His face is lichtig, metayde, he learns with a brand. Oh, but Musher is a different ball game. You don't learn Musher, you're in trouble, you're gonna come to Mandel. You can learn Shas, you can do Chesed, Tzedakis, be Medakta B'mit. You don't learn Musher, you're gonna end up in Mandel's office. Mandel's gonna try to save you. Okay, alibi. And so this guy came running to Mandel. Why? He bought a brand new house. And he has heart palpitations 5 times a night. That's what he told me. Because he can't pay for the house. A large family, a giant house. It's not happening. So what should he do? So he came to Mandel. And now he got, read B'Tochen Weekly. Read B'Tochen Weekly. And he started reading B'Tochen Weekly. Slowly but surely. He used to come to me special. He lives in Yehopetz. Used to make a special trip. Erev Shabbos. Can I have a B'Tochen Weekly? Yes. Certainly. And he became much better. And slowly but surely, he made a kvias and learning Shar B'Tochen 5-10 minutes a day. I met the guy a year and a half later. I mean, I hadn't seen him for a year and a half. I met him in front of the mikveh. Oh, how you doing? Still reading it? What's the story? My life is getting much better. What's happening? Suddenly, money comes here. Suddenly, money comes there. You're into B'Tochen. You're a different world. Now, listen to this. Then I didn't see him for a long time. And one day he pops up and he says, guess what happened now? He was learning Shah B'Tochen again and again and again. That's the way everybody's different. The thing was Habusa, 5-10 minutes a day. But he told me the main thing is, when he walks in the street, the Eibishter is with him. He talks to Hashem much, much more than he used to. So suddenly, he's getting good things happen to those people. You get connected, watch what happens. Last I met him, come out the list. Guess what happened, Rabbi Mandel? What happened? My uncle calls me up after a year and a half of learning B'tochen weekly. My uncle calls me up. I'm sorry, learning Shabbat B'tochen. My uncle calls me up. I decided I'm going to support you from now on. How do you like that one? That's the way it goes. Want to join my club? Get Parnusa? We had a guy who sits here. He's not here now. One of our Hasidim. He was a bundle of nerves until he hung around Mandel with all his B'tochen business. He owed $70,000 for tuition. And he can't, every year, him and his wife are a bundle of nerves. 2 weeks before the year starts, him and his wife are ready for the annual nervous breakdown. Annual nervous breakdown. Because the schools, no, and this kid is a large family, 15 kids, whatever. This kid, this school, that school, oh no, 70,000 in those 2 weeks, I get him. No, we're sending your child home. No, and a poison pen letter. We have been asking you, this is a final notice, but we're going to have to send you, can't pay your tuition, you're in trouble. So he was, for years, him and his wife, those 2 weeks before school, was Gehenna. Until he got to know Mandel. Got to know the Rebbeinu Shalom. He listens, the guy's very ardent, he's into this. He tells me, you know what we did that year? Faft on the whole world. Tells his wife, Chayala, we're going on vacation. Oh, tuition, 70,000? What 70,000? You ever have the Abister? Leah Kesev, Leah Zav, 70,000. Everyone goes, Meshuggah. Toss? You have a Tata in Shemai, you know what Baron Kudla said? That's all they wanted to open. Batal Hebrew Day School was a co-educational. That's all they had those days in Lakewood. So they told Rabban, we want to make it split. And we can't even meet the budget now, but split, boys and girls, separate. What should we do? Then it's going to cost double. You know what Byron answered? Leah Kesef, Leah Zol. Dave Norma Zabish says, I have plenty of money. What are you scared of? Byron said that. They opened up, split it, and everything was fine. Flipped happily ever after. They met it. They grumbled, I'm sure, here and there, but it worked. So anyway, what did this guy do? 2 weeks before, goes rowing with his wife, go on vacation, like, that's my mahalach. Fafa in the belt. And the kids, and when they're yelling at him, he laughs. He's not in their face, you know, but, and the telephone, and the guy's yelling at him, you're not paying tuition. That's so nice. Instead of getting like, you know, I do tell people come to me for this issue. I say, show you care. You can't pay? Try to help. Go around and collect a little bit. You have to show the schools, you have to be a mensch to them. You can't just ignore them. But, maybe you should be doing certain things. But when you can't, and you're just nebuch there knocking at your doors, and I'm sorry, you're going to be sending your son home. You didn't pay tuition. Your three boys can go home. And the kids are going crazy. Tati, mommy, why are we different than everyone else? All the boys are in school. You know, it's just a Shrek, this type of stuff. And him and his wife, instead of getting a bundle of nerves, a bundle of simcha, a bundle of betachim, they laughed their heads off for 2 weeks. They did nothing but laugh their heads off and go to the Tate and Shemayim. Guess what happened? Somebody popped up from nowhere, paid the full $70,000, plus the coming year. End of story. They lived happily ever after. So come to Mandel's Vad, Rabbi Sai. You have any trouble with guilt? Come to me. We'll teach you how to believe in Hashem. He's the best. Rabbi Sai, I'm going to tell you something. The Vilna Gaon says the reason for the Chorban is, says the Heilige Vilna Gaon, because they didn't have B'tochen. And he touches B'tochen Sameach B'chalkai. Sameach B'chalkai. I'm sorry. I have this nervous twitch. Sameach b'chalkai, I love that nervous twitch that you gave me, Abishtim. I have a nasty personality. I love that nasty person. You don't have to be you don't have to go out of your way. But I'm a little bit rough edges type of guy. That's a little impulsive. People don't like it. Thank you so much for making me like that. I'm trying to improve, of course, but thank you. Or let's say you never have no money. You're climbing the walls, you and your wife. Thank you so much that I spend my life climbing the walls. I love it. I don't know. I can find it. It's Mishle. Mishle and Evan Schleiman. Thank you so much for giving me this pimple. Thank you so much for giving me a long nose. Thank this weight, the size, this, everything is exactly what I need. It's must. No, but this peckle's really big. You need that peckle for your shlemus. Without that peckle, get lost. You don't belong in this world. But this is really hard. Yeah, really hard. You need it like water. Hashem knows what he's doing. My peckle. I'm a quiet type. I'm a loud type. And people know me. It's great. Now, if you join the Vardig, it's even greater. Because the Vardig realized that you don't really have a peckle. You know what the Vardig holds? The Vardig holds like this. When somebody passes by a wallet on Shabbos, and he sees some money sticking out, $100 bills, about 50 of them, right? And he wants to pick it up. So in the Vardig, they say, take a closer look. You'll find out it's play money. So you're nesayin. I have nesayin. I want to get the money. It's play money. Let's trace that up. It's shtusim. All those nesayinis that you think you have, they're demyainis. They're play money. Trace.com. You don't really have a nesayin. It's stupid, silly COVID. But my child is embarrassing me. You know what my child does? And no one else does it except for mine. So therefore what? What's the problem with that? It's embarrassing. What's wrong with embarrassing? But it doesn't look nice. And what's wrong with not looking nice? COVID! COVID! Silly, stupid, sick COVID. Open up the results you showed him and say, HaKovid Evelavolim, HaKovid Evelavolim with a niggin. The next time someone looks at your child, sing it. HaKovid Evelavolim. Oh, you think I have a weird family? I love that. I have less COVID. That's just what I want. Less COVID. I COVID, have a love all in my COVID. It's ridiculous. But she yells at me all day. I love that sweet music. Do you want to hear? Even Ruchnius, Yetzara. Yeah, you're no good in Ruchnius. Nobody's good in Ruchnius. Who's good? Anyone's good in Ruchnius. Nobody's. Listen to me. The Yetzara is right there with all the Ruchnius. But the kid isn't airless. He's not this. So what? You tried your best? Bug off. Enjoy life. You're not responsible to make your wife exactly this. Or make your husband exactly that. So he's not exactly to your holy expectations. Who cares? But it's Ruchnius. It's Ruchnius. The biggest Ruchnius is Bisameach Basalka. That's Ruchnius. Except that I'm happy exactly the way it is. That's the best Ruchnius. If you could do something, you can daven your head off. I got to tell you a story. Shimshon Pinkas told me this. I mean, there was a family in Eretz Yisrael where a Balabatisha family. And very suddenly, Unza Olam is here. We have Anash. These people are, they're not Stam regular guys. These are my Shevra. So, you have a seat. Shimshon Pinkas told me a story of a lady. She had a son. Her husband, who was a balabas, and kids who were like, they came from America, a bunch of Harrys, you know, like me. But the Harrys, they came into Eretz Yisrael, and they're becoming, suddenly, the husband, from nowhere, drops his job, stops learning. And with time, boom, 2 hours a day, boom, three, boom, five. Hey, suddenly he's not working. It's only the kid. Hey, this kid and that kid. They're all learning. What happened? They were a different type. They were mamish. Spitz Harrys. They were the number one Harry guys that had no, let's play some tennis, guys. And get those white shoes and play tennis and put on the shorts. You know, they were regular guys. You know, a suntan like in Florida. Let's have a good time. And suddenly he's learning, and the next one's learning, the next one. And they're sitting there, and the guy's, he's 40, and he's learning like a bacha, knocking and base fetish, like not like one of these old guys, he's retiring with his Gemara. He's learning his fuck. So Shimshon Pinchas asked, what's going on here? And they told him, the lady decided one day, I want a family of B'nai Torah, and I'm going to get it. And she started saying, tell him, she's standing, instead of talking on the phone, what did you make for supper? And what is Barilla dress? Oh, you're dressing him up? No. Well, I'm not saying, Ms. Barilla David, her life turned around. She was busy with the Abishtha day and night. And there was a tremendous amount of tilling and dominating to Hashem. She was determined, I'm going to have a Torah-dicker family. And slowly but surely, the whole matzah turned around. Now look, I know somebody who did that. I know a few people. You could do it. Not everybody could. And even as you do it, be happy with the way it is. Don't kvetch. The whole churban comes from kvetching. No kvetching allowed. I was... That's right. You do both, but be happy. I'm so happy that I'm a little bit weird. It's so good to be a little weird. A little not so, to be a quiet type. I get so much less covered. I'm so happy to be the type that always puts his foot in his mouth.